This is St. Louis Public Radio. Do you have to be Pablo Picasso or Paul Klee or Carol Walker to be a real artist? What is art anyway? An exhibition at the Beverly Gallery on St. Louis's Cherokee Street challenges the status quo by featuring the work of artists with absolutely no credentials. Some aren't even out of elementary school. The show, called Double Rainbow, displays art by children and teenagers with autism who go to a school called Giant Steps. Teacher and artist Ido Rosenblith is one of the curators. He told St. Louis Public Radio's Nancy Fowler he knows firsthand what it's like to live with someone on the spectrum.
My older brother, who's right now 32, he has autism. And so basically, when he was growing up, he didn't have language until he was about 4 years old. And so basically, our life sort of revolved around his education. We moved multiple times in order for him to find a good place for him to learn and to get the right treatment and stuff.
So why is it important for people to see the work of people with developmental disabilities like autism?
I think often we have to ask ourselves the question of who gets to show their work out in the public in gallery spaces. And, you know, should it only be restricted to people with certain credentials, you know, like their MFA, BFA, did they go to art school or something? So I'm interested in, and I think also Jessica Barron, the curator of the exhibition, along with me, is interesting in opening up the conversation to people who aren't coming from that educational background.
And so for the people who are making this art, what is the value to them?
For many of them, they have this sort of innate desire to make a mark. You know, you give them a pen or a marker or scissors or anything, and they'll just start making something, you know. And then you can just see them run wild with all kinds of stuff, things that you would never expect them to make, you know.
Have you had an experience where someone really surprised you with what they ended up making?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, when I started working there, I met a student named Sean, who right now he's 16, but at the time he was much younger. And Sean has almost no language. He can maybe say a few words at a time, but in a very kind of halted way. But then when I just gave him a marker and some paper, he just sort of started making all these imagery, you know. For example, he started drawing hundreds of umbrellas because we had been going to a pool where they had these giant umbrellas. And from that experience, he started, you know, repeating that image over and over again. That's when I realized he was kind of creating this kind of diary of his experiences.
How does the art stack up against this more, you know, traditional, what you might expect to find in a gallery? I mean, is it an artistic experience of value for the gallery viewer?
Yeah, I think so. You know, recently, I think the Contemporary Art Museum had an exhibition of an outsider artist from rural Missouri, and he painted planks of wood white with very, you know, with lettering, writing these long diatribes about the society that he was living in and stuff like that. So it was interesting to see them show that exhibition within the context of other, you know, artists who are, you know, very successful. So I don't know. I think that just makes you think about who makes art, you know. So lots of different people make art.